Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Tomorrow, there is an oral argument at the Federal Court of Appeals on the Kim Davis case. This is a case, of course, where the Federal Court of Appeals dismissed the lawsuit filed by the ACLU and others, and the lower court dismissed the challenge as well. Case over, case closed. All is done. Kim Davis won. The other side gets no attorney's fees. But just before the 30 days expired following these dismissals, the various parties wanted to continue the case and reopen it. Now the case is back to the Court of Appeals on the issue of whether one of these cases should be reopened. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is one of three cases. They were all consolidated together. The case that is being argued tomorrow at the Federal Court of Appeals, at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati, that's where it's headquartered, is one of those three cases. The individuals involved in this particular case never got a so-called marriage license. So their issue is, frankly, moot.
They really want the money? Is that the whole
thing? They want to reopen the case so that they can try to argue that they're entitled to attorney's fees. But, you know, when you are entitled to attorney's fees to be paid for by the government, you have to be a prevailing party. You have to have had a constitutional deprivation of your rights. You file suit, and there's a change in circumstances, and now you are a prevailing party. The problem here is
they lost.
They lost.
Sorry, you lose. Go
and
home.
In fact, in this particular case,
no consolation prize. Yeah.
They never even went after the marriage license.
So how is this even happening? They can file
wait a minute. Let me get that straight. They didn't even try to get a marriage license?
No.
said there's a couple of people, and there's three different cases. They kind of got consolidated. This one here, though, the homosexuals in this case, they claimed in the complaint, oh, they wanted a marriage license, and Kim Davis won't give them a marriage license, so please force her to give a marriage license. Well, the problem is that they never sought a marriage license. They never applied for a marriage license. They never executed the marriage license because they didn't want to get married. They just wanted to challenge Kim Davis. They wanted Kim Davis's scalp on the wall. But they didn't want to get married, and they never have gotten, quote unquote, married. You know, when you look at the whole same-sex marriage issue, everywhere that it has been instituted around the world, you have a disproportionate number. First of all, you have a small number of people entering into a same-sex marriage, number one. Number two, if you look at male versus female same-sex marriage, there's a very small number of males getting, quote-unquote, married. Why? Because they don't want to get married. In fact, even in the homosexual community, they talk about open relationships. They don't want to enter into a monogamous relationship where they are going to be with one person. They want to have an open relationship. They're not interested in marriage itself. These people were not interested in getting married. They just wanted to make a political statement. Well, that's their right to try to protest, but it's not their right to file a lawsuit. Here they said, we're being deprived of a marriage license.
But they don't
Please give us a marriage license and force Kim Davis to do it. Well, they never then proceeded with that. In fact, they said, well, you know, we've decided not to get married. We're going to consider that maybe somewhere down the road. Sorry, that doesn't give you prevailing party status.
Well, and it betrays their ulterior motive here that it's clearly political. You know, as I've often said on this marriage issue, with the numbers being so low, particularly among males, I've phrased it this way. They don't want the white picket fence. They want to burn down the white picket fence. The whole goal here is to undermine the institution of marriage. This is counterfeit marriage we're talking about. People know intuitively that two men cannot marry.
Right. It's a civil union, maybe, but not a marriage.
Marry. Yeah. They cannot marry. It defies the very definition of marriage itself. Right. I call it counterfeit marriage because when you, for instance, compare it to counterfeit money. When you insert counterfeit money into commerce, what does it do, Matt? It devalues the value of the dollar, of actual money. When you introduce counterfeit marriage and try to redefine and deconstruct the institution of marriage, it devalues the institution of marriage. So that's the true motive
and
here.
Even counterfeit money might look like the original money, but counterfeit marriage doesn't even look the same.
Yeah.
You got two men. I'm sorry. Hey, that doesn't work. Two women. No. That's not the
God
right combination.
God created marriage between a man and a woman.
You know, it's part of our natural created order. You can disagree with that all you want to, and you're free to disagree with gravity if that's what you want to do.
But you'll still fall.
Be my guest. Watch out when you're walking on the edge of a cliff, because no matter how much you philosophically disagree with
you're going to fall.
You're still going to be affected by gravity.
And it's going to hurt.
No matter how much you want to claim that a man can marry a man, you're delusional.
And the consequences of male-male relationships, you know, it's not right-wing organizations, conservative organizations that are creating these statistics. It's the Center for Disease Control, MSM, Men Who Have Sex With Men. We mentioned this on our program before. Mm-hmm. Right Wing Watch, they want to just completely ignore history. That's up to their, you know, foolish, fictitious reality, which is no reality at all. But go read the studies. Go there and disagree with that, if you will. These are studies that show these kinds of relationships are filled with disease and are harmful.
I challenge Right Wing Watch to defy that.
Yeah,
to refute those facts.
It.
They cannot refute the facts. So they obfuscate, they make up fake news. They say, oh, you're a hater or a homophobe because you point out, which is the compassionate thing to do, that people are placing their lives and well-being
Absolutely.
At risk by engaging in these unhealthy, risky, unnatural behaviors.
It's a result of that activity.
Yeah, I mean, and it goes right back to Romans, too. When you reject God as the creator, God gives you over to a debased mind. And you have men who have sex with men, women who burn in lust for women. And it also talks about having the consequences of their own actions. You know, CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, has study after study after study that shows this is an unnatural, unhealthy relationship. So, you know, here what we have, getting back to this particular case, is we're arguing at the Court of Appeals that the case was rightly dismissed. It was dismissed by the Court of Appeals. It was dismissed by the lower court judge. Case should be over. There should be no more continuing litigation. They're not entitled to attorney's fees. They were not the prevailing party. They didn't get what they asked for. In fact, Kim Davis got what she asked for. Mm-hmm. Kim Davis, being the defendant, being sued, she asked for and she refused to put her name on these certificates. So she asked for her name to be removed. So in fact, you know, even on the few certificates that were issued after she was in jail and came out of jail, she ended up Xing out her name, her title, and her authority, and even said, I don't even know that these things are valid because they don't have her name on it. And she's the author and issuer. When a couple of the plaintiffs went and got those, they got really upset.
Mm-hmm.
We want the original. We want Kim Davis's name on it. Guess what? They never got one with Kim Davis's name. They never will get one with Kim Davis's name.
And it's not because she hates anyone, but because of her religious convictions, she cannot put her name and authority on that kind of certificate.
Well, it's because she's tethered to reality,
exactly.
Whereas they are not. That's,
right.
Yeah.
Well, she's actually had a lesbian woman come to her when this whole case was going on. And thank her for her stand.
Mm.
And this was somebody who was lesbian herself, but has known Kim for a long time. Kim is not someone who has any hateful bone in her body
at all.
She loves Jesus and loves people, but she wouldn't compromise and violate her religious conviction. She would not authorize a marriage license or a marriage arrangement that conflicts with God's definition and created order of marriage as the union of man
and woman. And hurts the parties and affirms the sin that those parties are involved in. How can you, that the least compassionate thing you can do is to encourage someone to engage in a mortal sin.
And in her case, you know, she stood up. She was willing to go to jail. A new governor was elected. An executive order was issued by the governor to protect her religious freedom. A statute was passed in 2016 unanimously by the House and the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, signed into law by Governor Matt Bevin, accommodating her religious freedom. She won. Case over. That's when we said this case should be dismissed. She won. Case over. That's when the courts dismissed it. But They want to come back and try to get some money. They're not entitled to it. Pray for the argument tomorrow. We're at the Court of Appeals in Cincinnati. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Continue to pray for Liberty Counsel and stand with us financially. All that we do, and for Kim Davis and others, we couldn't do it without your regular, consistent financial support. So go to lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.